Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. But today's Friday, and we're going to conclude our discussion on the idea of stress being self-induced. And today I want to talk about getting organized, because the one thing we know is that disorganization can be incredibly stressful. There's nothing worse than walking into your office first thing in the morning and just having papers all over the place. You can't find what you need, things are out of control, and you're working in chaos. Now, I'm the first person to admit that I'm not always that clean desk person, but I do take the time to get organized. And when I do, it drops my stress level. I just feel better because I've done it. So I think it's one of those things that's very important to do, just for the peace of mind of knowing that you've got everything clear, you can get more done, and you know where things are. And there's a lot of ways to do this. You can start to file things away. You know, I have a folder system that I put on my desk in an accordion type style where I've got all the things I need quickly in a file that I can see. So that makes organization very easy. I also started to scan things, and through scanning, I can put everything in digital folders. Digital folders save storage space for you. It's a very simple way to hold things, easy to retrieve. You can always print whatever you need if it's in your computer, but I think that is the single most efficient way to do things if you have the ability to scan. And scanners today are pretty inexpensive, so most of us can make that happen. So here's another question for you. When you talk about stress, what happens if you put up a good defense and you use some of the things we talk about, but that stress gets through anyway? First thing you want to do is at that moment when you start to feel the stress, ask yourself a really easy question. What can I do in this moment to alleviate it? Do whatever action you need to do. And if there's nothing you can do, do what you can to release it from your mind. Don't focus on it. And the worst thing you can do is start to complain about it and commiserate with other people, because every time you're retelling that story about how stressed you are, it's making it worse and you're reliving it each time. So the key is understand that if you dwell on it, it's gonna get worse. You cannot dwell. So you want to do what you can to at least put it out of your mind temporarily. A lot of the things we talked about today or over the course of the week can help you with that. Right? By ending procrastination, by letting go of what you can't control, by stop overcommitting, and to get things out of your mind and onto paper, all of those things can really help you. And then, of course, getting organized is another one. So there's so many tools that you have, but the key is this, you just can't dwell on it. Once the stress comes in, okay, think of how you can deal with it. If you can alleviate it right now, great. If you can't, write it down, get it out of your mind, and start to think about something that would be more pleasant for you. Just divert your mind elsewhere. And through time, you will get more discipline and you'll get better at controlling your thoughts. And if you can control your thoughts, because you have the ability to do this, you'll experience less stress. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, know that you can subscribe, and you can do it on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love to be that person for you. And all it takes is a commitment to join me for a few minutes a day, and it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I want you to do what you can to get yourself organized. And I also want you to focus on the mental discipline. As you start to feel stress, either deal with the issue right away and get it off your plate, or divert yourself somewhere else. Don't let it build. Don't let it dwell. Write it down so that you can deal with it later, but find a way to start to think about more pleasant things. And as you get more discipline in controlling your mind, you'll experience less stress.